everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with my buddy John, engineering and producing our program. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. Monday, May 8th, 2023. Our show now in its 13th year, broadcasting from the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. The radio station is 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice. For trusted news and talk, we have our worldwide live listening at buckmastershow.com. Our live line presented by Rincon Ventures, real estate and property management. It's time for our Monday one-on-one presented by our friends at Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Family owned and run since 1985, Moe and his family specialize in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. That means after you have your art framed by Mo, if you want it to go up on the wall the way you would like it, call Mo. He'll come out, make sure it goes up the right way. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, right by Copenhagen, and at moesgallery.com. This week's one-on-one interview, Jeff Skurin is with us, one of the winningest football coaches in America, an incredible record as a high school and college coach, 300-plus wins. He has been named Coach of the Year 15 times in four states, state all-star coach four times, won 18 league championships, and engineered turnaround seasons multiple times. His Sabino High School teams made five appearances in the state championship game in 10 years, reached the state semifinals nine out of those 10 years. He was selected National Coach of the Year in 2007, taking the Santa Rita Eagles in Tucson from a 0-10 season to 11-2. That's the biggest turnaround in state history, although he has spent most of his nearly half century coaching career in the high school and college level. He has coached in Europe twice. This fall, he begins his second season as the head football coach of Rio Rico High School. Coach Skurin is the author of the critically acclaimed book, One Game, One Time, which is an autobiographical account of how in 2004 he coached his 40-point underdog Pima College team to an upset victory over a five-time national champion in a nationally televised game. Coach Skurin is an avid traveler who recently fulfilled his dream to walk with the penguins of Antarctica. So he now joins those rare travelers who have visited all seven continents. Jeff, always a pleasure to see you. Your Antarctica experience, did it live up to what you had expected?
It was past everything that you could imagine, as most of these kind of trips of exploration that guys like we, you know, embark on. I cannot begin.
They're bucket list trips.
But I can't even imagine, you know, something, you know, from my childhood that seemed like such a dream, and all of a sudden it happens, and bam, the minute I stepped off, you know, the Zodiac boat onto the continent itself of Antarctica, that particular feeling, it you know, you're not an explorer anymore in the terms of these guys that originally went down there back, you know, in the turn of the century. But still, it is one of the last frontiers, and you can't help but feel something really special inside, particularly if you have that travel bug and a sense of adventure and history that both my wife and I share.
Another thing you and I share, we don't like the word retirement. We like to keep busy. We like to keep reinventing ourselves. And in many ways, you've done that down in Rio Rico. How has that experience been for you?
It's been magical. It's a special community down there. The first thing is, many people don't realize that Rio Rico High School is an A-plus school, and that makes us one of eight in the state this year.
I had no idea.
And we are a multiple winner of that award. The superintendent is one of my former players, David Verdugo, and he is one of the most quality educators I've ever been around. As a matter of fact, when I was going through the interview process down there, my wife sat in on all the interviews, and she's a retired teacher, and her comment was, Jeff, you need to do this. This is going to be fun. And so David runs a great ship. Our principal, Hector Estrada, is is this year's Arizona Administrator of the Year statewide and does incredible things. But for me, the most important thing down there is the families and the culture and the way the school is run. It's all about the kids. A lot of schools say that. I've been experienced. I've been a consultant in over 1,000, and very few of them pull it off in a practical sense. And Rio Rico High School is all about the kids, whether it's sports or activities. I just watched our dance team called the Hawks with a Z, and that they could easily go on and be with the Rockettes, and people would stand up and applaud. They are that good. And just see those things come out of a school, like I say, most people down here just don't care about. And we think down south, we think of the border, and we think of Tubac, which is a wonderful community in itself as well. And but they don't miss the single most important factor down south, and that's the people. The culture and the people are just magical.
One thing I wanted to ask you about the kids over, I mean, half a century you've been working with student athletes. We see it's very common on Facebook to say, oh, the kids are soft these days. They're not like in the old days. You know, the kids were much tougher. What are some of the major changes that you have seen in high school athletics?
Well, first of all, let me just say that one of the things that's kept me in this and kept me going and kept me relevant. I mean, that's another thing. I mean, I could stay on a job because of my record, but am I relevant? Do I have a rapport with the kids? And I want to tell people out there that kids have not changed. Okay. Kids want the same things that we wanted when we were young, and that's how I can deal with kids and their problems. And my office is full all day long with kids walking in. And I frankly, I love it. Kids have not changed. The entire world around them has changed. And of course, technology is one of the most obvious things, but really many other things. I mean, can you imagine when we were younger, you know, locking ourselves into a closet because of an active shooter drill? And the fear that promotes, and we do these drills at school all the time, and come on, everybody sees the news. If you carry a phone, you get the news, like it or not. And the world around us has completely changed. Parents fear for their children, and for in many places, real good reason. In Rio Rico, it's very, very safe. That's one of the things I like about it down there. But still, you know, the kids have not changed. But to be relevant today, you have to deal with what's on the plate in front of you. It's not what you wish would happen. It's not what you hope. It's not what they do in Chandler, Arizona, or Scottsdale, with the funds that they're able to generate. It's because Arizona funding is really not fair. It's just not. And you know, we in Pima County, we know that, starting with the roads,
sure,
but it's with the schools and everything. And to understand what a family brings to the table. And when I first got down there, you know, we went through this registration, and the kids come to school just to pick up their schedules and to walk around campus to make sure before the first day they know where their classrooms are. And these kids show up with their grandma and grandpa, their younger siblings, other relatives, mom and pop if they can get off of work, and they dress up and they come to school and they look you in the eye and they shake your hand. It is I've never seen anything quite like it.
Boy, is that refreshing.
and they let you do your job. You are the expert. But that's just part of the culture. You know, when I've worked in Europe, I've seen very, very similar the way it works in schools and with adults that go through and get their education and certification. And that's in a lot of cultures that's respected.
Yes.
And that's what I see and like down there. So but working with the kids there is like working with the kids anywhere. They want the same things that we wanted growing up, but unfortunately the way you deal with it, you've got different set of circumstances. Yes, we've got to be a little bit more careful now. People are sensitive about a lot of things, but it's not so much down there like that. It's more take care of my kid, help my kid be a little bit better, and that's been my philosophy. If I could help a kid be a little bit better today than they were yesterday, I've hit a home run.
We're speaking on One-on-One, the Monday One-on-One, with legendary coach Jeff Skurin. Talk right now, Jeff, we're going to pause right here, and I'm going to talk about my favorite bakery in town, Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Mona's is open Tuesday through Saturday, 6:30 in the morning. People are waiting when the doors open. I don't blame them. They want the best choice of that bakery case. Sunday morning, I was up there yesterday. They open at 7 o'clock, and had one of their almond croissants. Very, very good, and so big that I cut it in half, and I had half this morning. So there you go, monasdanishbakery.com. Our Monday one-on-one today with Coach Jeff Skurin is brought to us by our friends at Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, moesgallery.com. We'll be right back with Coach Jeff Skurin. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year plan includes roadway, transit, pedestrian, bicycle, and many other transportation improvements across the region. Pima County voters approved the plan in 2006, and the RTA is working with the Citizens Advisory Committee to prepare and present a new draft plan as early as 2023 for public review. Learn more about the process at rtanext.com.
Buckmaster Show listeners know that I'm passionate about travel. When I'm ready to take off on a new adventure, my air travel begins and ends at Tucson International Airport. TUS is nonstop for our community and Southern Arizona. So remember, to fly local, fly Tucson. Tucson International is nonstop for Tucson. More at flytucson.com. Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Check out Green Things. Perfect time of year to do that spring gardening. 3384 East River Road by the Rito River. They're in their 53rd year of business. Open daily. Their website, greenthingsaz.com. Their sister business, all that beautiful Talavera pottery. God, they've got a huge selection. Their website is zocalovillage.com. Our Monday one-on-one presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge next to Copenhagen. Moe'sGallery.com is their website. The website's looking really good. They've completely revamped it. Our Monday one-on-one now continues with Jeff Skurin, legendary football coach, one of the winningest football coaches in America. Jeff Skurin, one of the downsides about being outside as a coach and growing up surfing is skin cancer. And you had a scare.
Yeah, then that's not fun.
And no.
Everything they tell you You know, it's like that kid thing. Why didn't I listen? What mm-hmm. was I thinking? You know, I wanted people to know I was a surfer, so mm-hmm. I used the zinc oxide on my nose,
sure.
but didn't like the taste and never put it on my lip. And now I had to pay the price for it. And fortunately, the surgery was very successful. But for people out there that I've become an advocate for this, use that sunscreen, put that hat on, get in the shade whenever you can.
Yes.
Put that lip balm on that's got SPF 50 on it. Don't think, do. Mm-hmm. I've made a pretty darn good career as a coach mm-hmm. getting my students to repeat over and over and over some things at practice we do every day. We call it reps, and I get them to do don't think do. We do a drill at the end of every practice with a hand clapping thing, and that's just what it is. You know, you've got to listen to these experts. Yeah, there's this and that, and there's exceptions here and there, but when it comes to skin cancer, there is no exception. Get out of the sun when you have to be in it. Use your protection. Be smart. And what you do with your children, you adults out there and grandkids, it is even more important that I don't care if they hate you for the moment for slapping them on. Do it. You're protecting them just like you would in any other catastrophic thing, because when it hits, it is catastrophic, and I never want to go through it again if I don't have to.
Oh, and what a painful place to have that work done on your lip. And they had to do a shot into your lip to deaden the pain, but the shots alone, oh my goodness, that must have been awful.
I don't even like thinking about it. Oh. But I posted a picture for people as a PSA, trying mm-hmm. to get people to recognize this, and I had the nurse take a picture when they had my lip open, put it on Facebook, and they banned it.
Oh, I bet they did.
That's a pretty ugly deal, and you don't want it if you don't have to do it.
No, but I know you are a big advocate now, speaking out about getting people to go get your skin checked. Do it every 4 months, so yeah. A pretty fair-skinned guy. So anyway, Coach, think about, and I know you do because you keep in touch with just, oh my goodness, hundreds of your former athletes. It's a pretty impressive group, isn't it?
I sometimes I wonder, did I have any influence on these people? And of course, you know, as a teacher or a coach, you're a piece of the bigger picture. You're not the person. You're one of the people. But some of the letters I get now, because the light comes on at some point, and these letters I get from people in the military, people in government service, police officers, teachers, doctors, lawyers, people working in the field of you know, what we used to call mechanical arts back in school, you know, when we still used to have those things. And great to see them coming back, by the way. And that's one of the things in Rio Rico. We're real good at the mechanical arts part coming mm-hmm. back. But you see these letters coming back, and these kids say, everything you taught me makes sense now. I see it. I see why you did that. I didn't understand at the time. I hated you for the moment at the time, but you know, you get over it so quick, and you treated me as a person. But more than that, now it's come back, and I see it day to day. That, you know, the things that we teach in sports and in many aspects of school, including band or drama or any of the fine arts, they do the same thing. That's the other part of who these people are. And you could, it doesn't matter if you touch them through academics, or you touch them through sports, or you touch them through music or painting. It does not matter. Find a kid's passion and bring out the best of them through their passion. I say this every day to my kids, and I mean this wholeheartedly. Be the best version of yourself that you can be. Mm-hmm. And no one is like you. You are unique. So let's find out what you like, and let's promote that the best. And working in a team sport, people learn things that you just don't do any other way. And I've coached, you know, girls like Benny Redhair, that was one of the top scholar athletes in U of A history. Mother and dad were big U of A athletes as well. And Benny was a tennis player for me. Mm-hmm. But she was the epitome of everything that I've ever done as a coach, getting this top-ranked national tennis player to come and play for our high school team and almost be an assistant coach for me. Not almost. She mm-hmm. literally was. And yet I was able to help her to understand in an individual sport how we all get by. As the Beatles said so well, we all get by with a little help from our friends.
Yeah, that's for sure. got to talk about head injuries, Coach. How has that changed football? And I know a lot of parents say, I don't want my kids anywhere near football. How has that changed this whole situation?
It's changed. It's a radical change. And the awareness is 100% now. The problem is getting, as the great educator Madeline Hunter used to say, theory into practice. You know, how do we get all this knowledge? How do we get it out there and be able to afford it? Because the technology at the beginning is, whether it's a football helmet or an electric car, the technology at the beginning is always expensive until it could be brought down in price, mass produced, and get out there. You know, the NFL would have the money if they saw fit to help this process change over much more rapidly. But you have to realize that if Tom Brady were to come out there with a new, completely different helmet protection system, every mom and dad of an 8-year-old playing would want that helmet. But if it's $5,000, you're pretty much going to end football as we know it today. And football is a growing worldwide sport. It's mm-hmm. It's less here in the United States, frankly, because of liability.
Yeah.
But in the rest of the world, it's expanded greatly. There's almost 80 countries in the world now that play American football. And professionally, it's growing too. And now you see the NFL possibly expanding. And so we have to have the guys at the top understand their role as models and how we're going to bring that down to the lower levels and still afford to be able to play the game, which is already one of the most expensive sport, if not. Well, compared to Formula One, it's cheap. But for any of the other sports, the team sports we commonly play in schools, high school football is very expensive.
But the head injuries really are something that have changed the whole game.
It's changed the rules. It's changed the way we coached. It changed the way we approached the game. It's changed the procedure of when a kid takes a big hit, what they could do before they get on the field. And again, but to be really safe, it's got to boil down to the ground level people, and are we educated enough? Are we doing what's required at the moment to take care of the best interests of the kids? You know, and in my situation, I work as an expert witness in court on legal liability and sports injury.
Wow.
And so I'm pretty well educated in what can happen mm-hmm. when you do it incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if more schools understood this, they would get their ground game going better. But the change is definitely there, but we need a lot more. We really do. It's people with the CTE stuff is for real. Now, keep in mind statistically, in Division I football in the NFL, the rates are infinitesimally higher for CTE than they are at youth and most high school football. So, but it's still an issue, mm-hmm. and it's still something that you've got to be aware of as a parent and a coach.
So parents, what role do they play? Is it different at Rio Rico than, say, up at Catalina in the way the parents got involved with the athletes? Or down in Rio Rico, it sounds like they very much respect you. Not that they didn't at Catalina, but they kind of give you a little more free rein.
Yeah, at Foothills, you get a little bit more of the good parenting, good people.
But why are you doing this?
Exactly.
This is not the way I want to see it. My son needs to have more playing time. Let's face it, they can be pretty darn aggressive, right?
And it is a factor.
Yeah.
But frankly, you know, I think that also that side of it is that level of education and success that they've had in their life, it also brings through when you've had that yourself, they tend to listen to experts. And so, but they have their own opinions. It's often educated, but it's a slice of the pie. And just like anything else, you know, I go to a doctor and I might see a second opinion if I'm not sure what he says, but I tend to listen to the experts. I take my car in. I listen to he's a former player
yes.
of mine. He takes care of me,
yeah.
but I listen to what Rick Becker at Monsoon Automotive says because he's the expert.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about that's a lot easier, Rio Rico. You're accurate.
That the Rio Rico team that you inherited last year, I believe they had never, or how many years had it been since they had beaten their rival Nogales High School?
Never.
They had never beaten their rival, and then they beat them in your first season.
In my opening game.
Your opening game.
That was, you know, people, I get this kind of a silly question, but yeah. I understand that people want to know, what are your 10 best wins?
Yeah.
Who are your 10 best teams?
Sure.
You know, things like that. Who are your favorite players, your best players?
Sure.
And those things, you know, different situations, different judgments, you know, depends. The answer is, it depends. But I tell you what, that game was one of the, like my initial win at Pima, like my bowl win, like my championship games at some of these other schools, that was a special win. I mean, just to see the reaction of the entire community, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just, I go into a restaurant down there and it was just like, are you kidding me, coach? Come on, we knew you'd get this better, but wow. And we shut him out too, so it was really a good
goodness.
Win.
Well, you're having fun, that's the most important thing, and you're relevant, you're making a difference, right? That's the bottom line.
That's what we all hope what we're doing here, right? You on the radio, me with the kids. I still want to make a difference. So I've got to tell you, that people say to me, you know, you look young. I don't see it when I see myself on TV or I look in the mirror. But people say, oh, you look like you did 20 years ago. I wish, you know.
Yeah.
But I can tell you what, my heart really hasn't changed, because I go out there on the field, the kids motivate me. I have fun with them. I like it. It keeps me young. It keeps me active. It keeps me interested. And if you could help a kid get a little bit better today, that's a win.
The Monday One-on-One with legendary coach Jeff Skirin. Thank you, coach, and all the best to you. Safe travels, okay?
Thank you, sir. Good to see you again.
All right. Our One-on-One presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Take a break. Be right back.
Dine in or take out authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza at Vero Amore, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, and panini are homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore, on the web at veroamorepizza.com.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners Trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rito River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Have you always wanted to cruise to Alaska? If that's the case, then you'll only see the tip of the iceberg. At Bon Voyage Travel, we can package the full Alaska experience with a cruise tour. Journey to Denali National Park on glass-domed rail cars. Tour the tundra wilderness and see the northern lights with an expert guide. And of course, relax on your cruise as you enjoy the glaciers up close and personal. Go to bvtravel.com today. Bon Voyage Travel, your Alaska experts.
Family owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. And your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. It is time for our monthly consumer alert presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. Irene Coppola is with us in studio, the CEO and the BBB head person serving Southern Arizona, and Denise Alvarez with us, director of operations for the BBB. Ladies, how are you?
Good.
Fabulous.
Doing well? Good.
Yes.
You look great.
Thank you.
All right. Mother's Day coming up, and don't tell me the scammers see an opportunity.
Absolutely, yes. Every holiday, what do? They have a new way of getting the money out of our consumers, and Mother's Day is no exception.
Surveys show that families do spend quite a bit of money, Denise, on Mother's Day, don't they?
They do. And then the National Retail Federation just announced that they plan to spend even more money on this upcoming Mother's Day.
On what?
Well, we have, you know, they start purchasing online, jewelry, gift cards, all of that information. But they say that they plan on 84% of the population is planning to celebrate this year. So that's a lot of money that the scammers see that they can take.
So everybody seems to be purchasing gifts online. What are some of the tips to avoid, Irene, in becoming, so you don't become a victim of the scammers?
You know what? I can't say this enough. So I know that a lot of us, when we're on social media or we're just, you know, looking things up on Google, you'll get those ads because you know, something's following you, right? So like a blouse, a dress, mm-hmm. or a particular item. And it looks really fabulous. And you get excited and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to click on this because this would be perfect for my daughter or my mom. Don't click on it. Instead, look at the keywords of how that product is being advertised. Google that. Try to get to the actual website for the vendor versus clicking on that particular item. Because sometimes when you click on it, that's a scammer on the other side. So it's important to be able to access that information from the website's authentic website.
And one thing I have learned through our conversations, Denise, look for the little lock icon. This is so important. It's in the URL, and so it should really look like you'd have the lock, and it should be HTTPS, and then the colon and two slashes forward.
Correct. Yes. That S at the end of HTTP stands for secure. And so the lock means it's a secure website where you can enter your information. So it's safe for you to enter your credit card or payment information to purchase the item that you're looking for.
And should you pay, well, if you do pay with a credit card or PayPal, you should understand the fine print, right, about refunds and everything?
Correct, yes. Understanding the refund policy, their exchange policy, all of that is really, really important. We have to read that fine print. It's there for a reason. And you don't want to, you know, come back and say, I want to return this, and then find out that it has a restocking fee. And so it's really important that we do our homework. We read everything before we, you know, hit the submit button with our payment information.
Flowers are kind of emblematic for a gift for Mother's Day. Any tips, Denise, about purchasing, ordering flowers online?
Absolutely. Well, I don't know if you knew this, but flowers are the second highest sales period during Mother's Day. And so you want to do, again, your homework. Check out BBB.org. You can search for the name of the florist in order to get reviews or to see if they've had any complaints and how they've handled them. But you want to make sure that you do your homework. You look at the flowers, compare them. Some of them seem too good to be true. You know, you get $29.99 and it's, you know, three dozen roses and you're like, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
but it's not. It's a trick for you to click on the ad and provide that information.
How about florists and their association with the online vendors? How about that? Should, you know, you've got the, you want the florist, right, to be associated with somebody online.
Correct. So it's important. So if you happen to select a city that's outside of your area, contact a florist within that city. Because many times florists may use third-party vendors. So then at that point, you're not sure the quality that you'll be receiving or the service. So instead, BBB.org, go to the city that you're interested in sending flowers and select look for florists in that manner.
Let's talk a little bit about other gifts that people might be thinking about, Denise, for Mother's Day.
Absolutely. Gift cards and gift certificates. You know, you want to check out the terms and conditions of the gift cards or the gift certificate that you're buying. Again, maybe there's an expiration date, so you want to make sure that they use it beforehand, or even find out if there's a fee if they end up not using the gift certificate. A lot of companies do charge a fee a month if you're not using it. And so by the time you want to use it, you might not have any more money left. And so you want to make sure that you understand and read all of those terms and conditions when you buy the gift card or the gift certificate.
How can you be assured that the gift card hasn't been tampered with? Is there something we could look for there?
Yes, definitely. You want to make sure that nothing's scratched off, that you buy it from the restaurant or the vendor themselves, just because a lot of times you see some of them that the code on the back has been scratched off, and so that's a red flag. You don't want to buy anything that's been damaged or anything has been scratched up before.
And electronics and jewelry is another very popular area, Irene, that people may be thinking about. Jewelry, do your homework, and I guess that goes for electronics as well.
Absolutely, and I just experienced this recently, the restocking fee. You know,
whoa.
If you are not interested in keeping the device or the jewelry for that matter because, you know, it just didn't, it wasn't to your satisfaction, look at the restocking fee. And in my case, you know, I specifically inquired about a restocking fee just because I knew that I wasn't sure if this was going to be a good fit. And in fact, there is a restocking fee. So, you know, doing your homework so that you're not surprised at the end, you know. So
a restocking fee is almost like that if you do return an item, it's almost like there's then going to be a cost to return the item.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's within, you know, the receipts, within the contract. And many times these have been waived because of the pandemic. But now the stores are going back to pre-pandemic agreements, if you will. So it's important to ask those questions.
And if somebody's thinking about, well, maybe I'll give mom wine tasting or some cooking classes, do your research there as well, Denise.
Correct. Find out if there's any restrictions, if you have to do it within a certain amount of time. You know, ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions if you have any doubts. It's better if you do that ahead of time before you purchase anything, and then you end up not being able to use it.
You guys also can check a BBB, BBB.org has information about restaurants.
Yes, absolutely.
And a lot of people want to take mom out for a meal.
Exactly. Look at our reviews. Look at the complaints. We have all that information at your fingertips at BBB.org.
So let's talk a little bit about the Torch Awards, your big event. Denise, that's coming up, right?
Yes, that's coming up on May 19th at Casino del Sol at 5:30. We still have some tickets available for purchase, and that could be done at bbb.org/Tucson Torch. And we wanted to really just say thank you to all of the finalists, all of the people who were nominated and submitted an application. But we also wanted to say a big thank you to our sponsors, because without them, the event wouldn't be possible. So we have South 32, TEP, Cox Business, Cox Media, the Tucson Roadrunners, Southern Arizona Book Heroes, and Tucson Federal Credit Union.
South 32 has been associated with you guys for a few years now, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. We're very fortunate.
Are they kind of the title sponsor
then?
They
are.
So are there still tickets available then for this event?
Yes, absolutely. bbb.org/Tucson Torch to get your tickets.
So the best place to reach you guys would be bbb.org. Can people also call your offices?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Our phone number is 520-888-5353. That is the main line.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, bbb.org is the one-stop shop. You can find all of the information about businesses, our events. You can find complaints, customer reviews, and even look at our scam track hacker. So if you feel like you know someone or have been a victim of scams, you can report that on BBB.org.
All right. Sounds good. Irene Coppola, CEO of the BBB here in Southern Arizona, and Denise Alvarez. Thank you, Denise, Director of Operations, and a happy Mother's Day. Have a great week. Thanks so much. All right. We'll pause right here. Buckmaster on a Monday. We'll be right back.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastropub, serving an ever-changing menu of craft beer and fine fare. Savor the majestic mountain views from the perfect for any season spacious patio at West Lambert Lane and North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies. On the web at noblehops.com.
International Airport, we are nonstop for our community. Our main priorities are providing a safe and secure travel experience and excellent customer service. We're also nonstop for landing prosperity in Southern Arizona by attracting new flights for business travel and family getaways. When your airport thrives, our community thrives. So fly local, fly TUS. Tucson International Airport is nonstop for Tucson.
The Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax. The RTA tax is collected throughout Pima County and averages about $100 million in revenue each month. The RTA is the largest annual funder of regional transportation projects in the region. The RTA tax funds priority projects that were approved by voters in 2006. See details in the latest RTA annual report at rtamobility.com.
The nonprofit Tucson Wildlife Center has been helping injured, sick, and orphan wildlife in Southern Arizona since 1999. They're dedicated to the rescue, medical care, and rehabilitation of sick, injured, and orphan wildlife, with the goal of releasing them back to their natural habitat. Around 5,000 animals a year come to them, as they are the only wildlife rescue in Southern Arizona. All made possible through donations. They receive no government funding. Please donate at TucsonWildlife.com.
Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
Hi, this is Irene Coppola, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. The BBB sets the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the resource to turn to for the objective, unbiased information on businesses offering national and local consumer services online and in person. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org.
This is Kate Delaney. Tune in later tonight as we talk about everything that happened throughout your day. Tonight at 10 on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Perfect time of year to head over to Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Only about a three-hour drive. Lots to do, especially this time of year. The Gila National Wilderness, looking real good. Just hang out in Silver City. Some great Victorian architecture there. Great places to eat. You can find out all about the things to do, where to stay, and where to eat by visiting southwestnewmexico.org, and you'll have a great time over in that part of the land of enchantment. With NASA's cost estimates for the Mars sample return mission rising, criticisms also building in the scientific community and among members of Congress, that it is siphoning money from other projects. Let's talk about these growing concerns around the Mars sample return mission with our friend Dr. Mark Sykes, director and CEO of the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute, which for more than 50 years has been a Tucson-based nonprofit engaged in the exploration of the solar system. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Just great, Bill.
So we left a lot of rocks on Mars. These were samples, but there was really no way at the time to bring them back. So there is a mission planned to bring the samples back.
It would take two missions to bring the samples back.
So Mars where sample. Are we on that?
Well, okay, so we've littered the surface of Mars now with these little cylinders, and so we need to send another mission there to pick the stuff up and take it up to Mars orbit, and then we need a second mission to pick it up from Mars orbit and bring it back to Earth. And so these are all what you call flagship class missions. These are, you know, multiple billions of dollars to do each one. And unfortunately, you know, and there it's ambitious, but there's been a lot of volatility, you know, as there often is. But in this case, it's pretty dramatic and is already damaging many other missions that before now were on schedule and on cost. And now they're not going to be on schedule, and they certainly won't be on cost.
So what was the original timetable?
Well, that's the thing. There's really no reason that we have to rush to Mars and get this stuff before we figure out how to do it in a cost-effective way. And unfortunately, the way NASA funding is on these large projects is that they assume that, okay, it's going to cost this much. But then when it doesn't and the cost gets out of control, like to the tune of $1 billion in the past year or so, they reach into the rest of NASA as a cookie jar to make up the difference. And so part of the problem is just the way these things are, these large projects are funded opens the door to this kind of a problem when volatility hits. And so I think that we need to take a pause on Mars sample return, cancel it, you know, right now, probably for the next 5 years, while we figure out how are we going to do this in a way that doesn't cost everything else.
Well, we all saw the pictures of Rover, the what was the name of the mission?
Perseverance?
Yes, thank you, sir. And it was fun. And, you know, we thought this is really cool. This is the mission. They were scooping up this material and putting it in. So this may sound like a crazy question, but has any of the Mars material ever come back to Earth, or is it?
Well, we do have Mars material on Earth. We have Martian meteorites that were blasted off of the surface of Mars and then, you know, take their sweet time to get over here. And then you pick them up in places like the South Pole and some other parts of it. But the problem with those samples is that we don't know exactly where they're from.
Exactly.
And so by sending a spacecraft there, we select where we're picking up a sample. We know something about the context. Where it came from in the context, geological context of it, so that when we come back, then that we're able to leverage a lot more information out of the sample. Now, you know, one of the things that I've said to deaf ears over the years is hey, this whole Mars sample return is basically a $9-10 billion project if things go well, because it's three flagship class missions. What if we were to spend $1 billion? And to come up with instrumentation that you could take someplace like Mars, that instead of bringing a Mars sample back to do the same kind of analysis.
Well, it sounds like it makes too much sense.
Well, right. And then you could also take it to not just Mars, but to the Moon, Titan, other worlds.
Yeah.
And
so it'd be like kind of a, I'd be like a mobile laboratory.
Yeah. Yeah. And my gosh, the laboratories we have up on Mars right now with like Curiosity, mm-hmm. you know, we're doing chemistry on, mm-hmm. on mineral samples to, mm-hmm. to understand what their composition is. We're mm-hmm. blasting lasers into surfaces and measuring the elemental composition on the basis of the light that comes out of that. We're doing stuff today that we had no thought of, mm-hmm. Say, you know, 20 years ago or 30 years ago. And there's a lot more advances to be had, I think.
So maybe we need to go back to the drawing board and just maybe rethink this whole sample return deal. And it's like you're saying, maybe one mission with a mobile lab.
Well, I think that's good in general, but I wouldn't take bringing those samples back to Earth off the table.
Mm-hmm.
But we clearly don't know how to do it without damaging other missions. I mean, Veritas, a Neo Surveyor, other missions, you say, okay, we're going to cut your funding to zero for a few years, and then we're going to bring you back to life, and then you're going to launch at a later date. You know, that's net increasing the cost of the whole shebang, and so NASA's not only suffering from the costs associated with the Mars sample return, but they're now building in increased costs across many other projects as a consequence of them stealing from Peter to pay Paul now. So it's there's also going to be interest on that, you know, for later. So
the Mars. How important are these programs, learning about the soil before we actually someday send men and women to the red planet?
Well, I don't know whether we should, because sending a person to the red planet and bringing it back is a $1 trillion proposition. And so to do it as a piece of performance art, maybe not so much a value. But if we decide that we want to do something like establish a permanent self-sustaining population of people somewhere other than the surface of the Earth to learn a bit more about how we work and how we can isolate ourselves from that environment, which would kill us, to maybe help learn how to isolate ourselves from the environment down here, which we are killing, being a little hyperbolic.
No.
But there is value, but to go there just to go there is not worthwhile.
I hear what you're saying. The go there just to go there, kind of the one and done or maybe two and done, mm-hmm. doesn't really make a lot of sense. You're saying, and I think what I'm hearing you say, why not go establish that even the first mission should be an establishment, a mission for a Mars colony?
Well, you know,
it'd be a lot cheaper, wouldn't it?
Well, it'd be even cheaper to think about that for the moon.
Yeah.
But there's really no plan, you know, to do anything like that. Hey, Bill, I do have some positive stuff.
I'd love to hear
just
it.
A short thing.
Sure.
The JWST images of a star named Fomalhaut that shows like three asteroid belts, you know, dust with perhaps some planets that are forming, you know, or in between them. So in our solar system, we have the asteroid belt, we have the Kuiper belt, and in this solar system, it looks like there's more belts. And you know,
that news came out today, isn't it?
I saw it just waiting to come in here.
Yeah,
I'm excited because back in my youth, I did work on, well, where does this dust come from in mm-hmm. our own solar system? Mm-hmm. Because IRAS back mm-hmm. in 1983 discovered these dust bands out in the rings of dust surrounding the inner solar system. And I figured out that it was a single collisions between asteroids that caused the creation of this torus of stuff, which is grinding up. And so now we're seeing the same process, you know, around another star.
Wow.
That we see in our own solar system.
The Webb telescope continues to amaze, doesn't it? The images coming back. Thank you so much, Mark. Always a pleasure. You can find out more, and I hope you do, about the Planetary Science Institute, and better yet, become a member like I am. Go to psi.edu for more information about the great work they are doing right here, based in Tucson, with folks working really all over the world. Thank you, Mark, and we'll see you in June.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, that'll do it for the Buckmaster Show. On behalf of Dr. Sykes and John, engineering and producing our program, hope everybody has a great Monday afternoon.